At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill allowing voters to decide whether to dismantle Dallas County Schools. The regional bus operator serves 12 school districts in North Texas. DCS has faced a number of controversies over questionable business dealings, finances, and safety concerns, problems which led many of its top administrators to leave. The DCS legislation was one of several high-profile measures Abbott signed yesterday. Another overhauls how Texas grades schools and districts. Superintendents and teachers complain the A through F system relied too heavily on standardized tests. So under a compromise bill, schools and districts will receive A through F grades in student achievement, student progress, and closing the gaps. The state will use standardized test scores to grade elementary and middle schools and a range of additional factors, such as graduation rates, to grade high schools. The governor also vetoed 50 bills. Abbott said most were unnecessary, costly, or burdensome. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings has announced a tentative plan to host a summit on free trade this fall. Yesterday, during their trade mission to Canada, Rawlings said he and Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price have invited the mayors of Toronto, Montreal, Mexico City, and Monterrey, Mexico to discuss the North American Free Trade Agreement. President Trump has called NAFTA unfair to American workers. He's directed his administration to renegotiate the trade deal with Canada and Mexico. Now, the idea of renegotiating NAFTA worries some Texas business groups, so they've banded together to defend the trade deal. Tony Bennett heads the Texas Manufacturers Association.
Texas would not be the number one exporting state today if NAFTA didn't work, and it has worked very well. If NAFTA was a failure, the Texas economy would not be as robust as we see it now today.
The newly formed Texas-Mexico Trade Coalition consists of groups like the Texas Association of Business, the Texas Business Leadership Council, and other groups on both sides of the border. On June 19, 1865, Union soldiers arrived in Galveston and brought the news that slavery had ended. That was 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Monday marks Juneteenth. 45 states recognize it, but 90-year-old Opal Lee has been on a mission to make it a federal holiday. Last year, she did symbolic walks to the nation's capital to make her case, and tonight she'll begin another symbolic walk. Rick Halter stopped by her Fort Worth home for this week's Friday conversation.
You'll turn 91 years old this October. Most of that time in Fort Worth. I understand there was a Juneteenth when you were a little girl, and a mob of people stormed your parents' home.
Well, let me tell you what. There were Juneteenths in Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Which is where you're from.
In Fort Worth, it had died down. And on that Juneteenth day, we didn't realize that the house my parents bought on Annie Street, right at New York, was a neat little place, a couple of bedrooms, and my mom had it fixed up so nice. But the people in the neighborhood didn't want us there.
Was that a white neighborhood?
Yes, they didn't want us there. And they had hatched this plot, and they gathered and began to throw rocks at the house, and they finally set it on fire. The realtor who sold it to my parents went to the Texas and Pacific station on Lancaster to get my father, who worked there. And he came back and he had a shotgun. Police told him, if you bust a cap, we'll let the mob have you. The papers tell us that there were 500 people there. But it was a harrowing experience. My family never talked about it. And it actually happened on the 19th of June.
So this kind of crusade that you're on has some pretty deep roots.
It does.
It's been 152 years since that first Juneteenth. Why should people care today?
Listen, why should people care about the Holocaust? Hello. We simply have to make people remember these things. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from. You need to remember so these things don't happen again. And the kind of climate we have now, anything could happen.
Why do you think it is that Juneteenth hasn't caught hold?
For one thing, bless our souls, We tried hard to, what do you call, assimilate, take on the white folks' ways, you know. And we were ashamed that we didn't know for 2.5 years that we were free. And other states that did know, the people laughed at us. So we just sort of hunkered down, you know. Now I'm trying to get people to understand that slaves didn't free themselves, that it took abolitionists, it took Frederick Douglass, it took Harriet Tubman, it took Nat Turner, all these people to make others aware of slavery and the atrocities that were happening. It's just not a black thing. It's the right thing. None of us are free until we're all free.
You're about to start this journey all over again.
Yes.
There's a different man in the White House now.
Yes.
If you get there, what will you tell Donald Trump?
I will talk to Donald Trump. In fact, I'm sure I'm going to have to educate him on the Juneteenth. I don't think he knows anything about it. And I hope by that time he will have, tempered down. But I'm going to talk to him just like I would have Obama if I had had the opportunity to, you know. I might be the gal who can change his mind.
Well, Opal Lee, thanks for inviting us into your home, and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, listen, I've enjoyed it. Hey, come again.
KERA's Christopher Connolly walked alongside Opal Lee for a small part of her trek last fall. You can check out those stories at keranews.org. Part of Dallas North Tollway will close in Plano this weekend. Beginning at 9 tonight, the two northbound lanes from Spring Creek to headquarters will close, as will the two southbound lanes from Gaylord Parkway to Spring Creek. Those lanes will shut down entirely tonight at 11. Mostly sunny with a high near 96 today at 79 degrees at 8:30.